We're back here on Giants.com. Good morning, everybody, with your Giants in 90. Here's Lance Meadow. I am John Schmelk. Well, the chill has returned to the air, but the Giants are off to Jacksonville, where it's going to be 70 and sunny to take on the Jaguars. And Lance, they're led by a rookie quarterback, Blake Bortles.
And Blake Bortles took over in the third game of the season, John, under center for Chad Henne. He has 8 touchdown passes to 15 interceptions. 4 of those interceptions have been returned for touchdowns this season. So ball security, which is not a surprise, has been an issue for the young quarterback.
And the Jaguars brought in a veteran running back, Toby Gerhardt, in the offseason to carry the load, but it's been former college quarterback Denard Robinson that's been doing it the last few weeks.
That's right. The Michigan product took over Gerhardt when he got hurt early in the season. Robinson with 2 100-yard rushing games under his belt. That happened in the middle of the season. He's been a little bit inconsistent since then, but they can be dangerous if they get him out in open space.
And defensively, they have struggled, but two things they do well. Number one, red zone defense in the NFL. And Lance, they know how to pressure the quarterback.
That's right. Third in the league with 33 sacks. 17 and a half of those sacks have come from 3 guys on the defensive line, most notably Chris Clemens, who leads the team with 7 sacks. No surprise he came over from Seattle, where Gus Bradley, the head coach originally, was the defensive coordinator.
And of course, most importantly, the Giants have to keep their focus. Jacksonville, not like a high-octane opponent like the Cowboys. The Giants have to be ready to play.
Yeah, they're 32nd in terms of points per game, so they're not a high-octane offense, as you alluded to, but they're 1-10, and they're hungry for a win, just like the Giants.
And the Giants will try to get one on Sunday.